Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 3rd October 2013 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Let us first offer our most loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful, sweet Mother Sai. Dearest Mother, please be with us at all times. Let us always experience your love in everything that we do. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome dear listeners to a new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we will learn a bhajan adoring our Lord Sai as the Divine Mother. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit, and the first line goes like this.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
So this is the beautiful bhajan we will be learning today, and let us first become familiar now with the lyrics, and then we'll move on. Like always, with the tune, the raga, the rhythm, the meaning of its every word, and in the end, we will listen to excerpts of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in June 2013 in Bhagwan's Ashram in Pundavan. This was made by three brothers from Prashantinilayam, Ravi Kumar, Ame and Siddhartha. So let's get started with the lyrics.
ओंकार रूपिणी जननी मां मंगल कारिणी जननी मां ओंकार रूपिणी जननी मां गान विनोदिनी जननी मां आनंद दायिनी जननी मां जननी मां परतीश्वरी मां.
Now that we are aware of the lyrics, let's move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing each line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. Dear listeners, you too please join Anirudh. It will help you to grasp the tune of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham. Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Gana Vinodini Janani Ma.
Gana Vinodini Janani Ma.
Gana Vinodini
So that was the tune of this beautiful bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now in the next part of this program, let's learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us about the ragas and the swaras that make this bhajan. Anirudh, please tell us in which raga is this bhajan based.
Saram Vishu, this bhajan is a very beautiful composition in the rag Madhyamavati.
Madhyamavati.
In the Carnatic classical music, and in the Hindustani it is Megh.
Okay.
It is a very beautiful raga, very divine kind of feel it gives, and it is often sung at the end of the concerts.
Okay.
Like an auspicious ending.
Sort of finale.
Yeah.
For every concert.
So, yeah. People prefer this. Any kirtan or any song they sing in this raga and they end the concert generally.
Any kirtana comes to your mind?
Yeah, there are so many. Bhagya de Lakshmi Baram.
Oh yes, Annamaya Kriti.
No, it is Purandaradasa
Kriti. Purandaradasa, okay.
And Annamaya Kriti is also there in this raga. Adivo Alladivo Shihari Vasamu. Very popular in Andhra and Telugu.
Yes, in South India. Yes.
Yeah, South India. Yeah.
Wonderful. So yes, please give us a feel of the way this raga flows, Anirudh.
Yeah, this raga has the following notes. In the Arohana you have Sa Re Shudri.
Yeah.
Ma Pa Ni. Ni is Komal Ni. Ni one.
Yes.
Sa Sa Ni Pa Ma Re Sa. It has five notes, so it's a pentatonic raga. Sa re ma pa ni sa, sa re pa ma re ne sa.
And what are the phrases by which you identify this raga?
Since this raga has only five notes, so you can identify the raga. The flow when you sing the five notes. Re ma pa ni sa, ni pa ma re ni sa.
Since there are only five notes, so the way these five notes are placed,
yes,
that is the sign of the raga.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you just do a small alap, Anirudh?
Yeah, sure.
You are saying something.
No, you have a similar raga where you have all these notes, but adding one more note to it, so you have to be little careful in identifying the raga, because in the rag Vrindavan Sarang, Sa re ma pa ni sa ni pa ma re, there also you have the five notes, but both the nishad are there.
Yeah.
So
that sort of distinguishes this from Vrindavani Sar.
Vrindavani
Sar.
From Vrindavani Sar.
Yeah, please give us a small demonstration of make.
Sure.
Swaras for every line. Arvind Sai is also here. We will follow as you sing the swaras for each line.
Sure.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma. Mapani Sari Sari Nisa Papa Pani Mama Pa.
Mapani sari sari ni sa pa pa, pani mama pa.
Mangal karini janani ma. Ni 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 sa sa ni pa, pani mama pa.
Ni 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 sa sa ni pa. Pani mama pa.
In the second time, we sing a variation.
Mangalakarini janani ma. Ni 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 sa sa ni pa. Pani mama pa mare sa ni.
Ni 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 sa sa ni pa. Pani mama pa mare sa ni.
Omkar Rupini janani ma. Mapani sari sari ni sa pa pa re re ni ma pa.
Mapani sari sari ni sa pa pa. Vere ni ma pa.
Gana vinodini janani ma. Ma 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 pani mani pa pa mari re ma basani pa.
Ma 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 pani mani pa pa mari re ma basani pa.
Anandadayini janani ma. Pare sare re re prema re ni sa ni pa.
Pare sare re re prema re ni sa ni pa.
In the second time we have a beautiful variation.
Anandadayini janani ma. Pare sare sare ma pa mare re mare ni sa.
Pare sare sare ma pa mare re mare ni sa.
Janani ma parit Sarasvatishwari Ma. Nini ni sa 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 ni sa pa ni pa ma ma pa.
Nini ni sa 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 ni sa pa ni pa ma ma pa.
Janani ma Parateshwari ma. Re re ma ma pa. Papare ne ne sa
re re ma ma pa papare ne ne sa.
And in the second time,
janani ma parateshwari ma. Re re ma ma pa ni sa ni pa 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 re ne ne sa.
Re re ma ma pa ni sa ni pa 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 re ne ne sa.
Okay, so that gives us a good overview of the notes that make the bhajan. Can we go on to similar bhajans on this raga, Anirudh?
Yeah. I don't know whether there are so many bhajans in this raga, because this raga is used with some other raga like Brindavan Saranga, as I mentioned before.
Yes.
And
mixtures
there are,
you
yeah,
have.
Mixtures you have. So many bhajans in Brindavan Saranga you have.
Yes.
Purely in this raga, I think Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram. And Om Hari Om Hari Om Bhajore Sada Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Okay. I think that gives us a good overview of few other compositions in this raga. Can we move on to the beat, Arvind Sai?
Yeah.
You have your kanjira, so please demonstrate to us the beat of this bhajan.
The bhajan which we have sung in Swaras was in 8 beat Aditalam, and the metronome count is 65 beats per minute.
Okay.
So now we'll explain the beat part.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Om Kara Rupini Janani Ma. Om Kara Rupini Janani Ma. Mangala Karini Janani Ma. Mangala Karini Janani Ma.
I think we have done at least some justice to the raga as well as the tala. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this melodious bhajan. And now let's move on to another vital aspect of singing, bhava, or the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan. We must offer this to the Lord, and to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of this composition. So let's begin with the first line.
Om Kara Rupini Janani Ma.
Here the first word is Om Kara. It is the primordial sound Om. The sound of creation, Om is Omkara. Once to a group of devotees, Swami quite casually said, the entire universe was created from a big sound, Om. That Omkara is I, Sai. Swami said this, and as he was saying this, he pointed to himself, that Omkara is I, Sai. During his birthday discourse, 1966, Bhagwan revealed the profound inner meaning of Om and said, Om is the sound of the movement of the stars in the firmament. It is the sound that manifested when the dawn of creative will stirred the Nirakara or the attributeless divine into activity. As a matter of fact, every little disturbance of equilibrium produces sound, however minute it may be.
And Bhagwan went on to explain the meeting of the eyelids when the eye winks results in sound. However faint it may be, there are infinitesimally subtle sounds which no human ear can hear. When the five elements originated during the process of creation, the sound Om was produced. It is the primal and the primeval one, Bhagwan said. In another discourse in 1979 during the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality, Bhagwan elaborated on this principle of Om and said the basis for the acceptance of God as the eternal being and as the cosmic enrapturer is his indestructibility. And then Bhagwan said, for this indestructible God, Om is the name. Om, the primordial word, contains the essence of all the Vedas and is the source of all the Shastras. It provides the basis for the core of all religious teaching and eclectic knowledge. It is that integral word that stands for the divine. And Bhagwan went on to add in that beautiful discourse, Om is Shabda Brahmamahi. That is, it is the audible form of Brahman. It is Characharamai. It is pervading the universe of the animate and inanimate beings. It is Jyotirmai. It is the resplendent divine light. It is Vangmai. It is the very form of speech. It is Nityanandamai. It is eternal delight. It is Paratparamai. It is transcendental. It is Mayamai, the mother of Maya itself, the creative consciousness of Brahman. And it is Srimai. It is auspiciousness in the form of sound. And Bhagwan went on to add, Om has all these eight Aishwaryas or the divine treasures. It is divinely precious and should be recognized as the name of God. Bhagwan also explained how the word Om is used in all religions of the world and said, Om is a name of God which can find universal acceptance. The Christians say Amen in their prayers every day. It is only a different form of Om. Om cuts across all barriers of time, place, religion and culture. And Om can be uttered by all men. During the inaugural discourse during the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna on 18th October, 1993, Bhagwan said the correct address of the Lord is Omkaram. And he went on to explain how to correctly chant Om. He said the uttering of Omkara should be done in a sweet and smoothly progressive way, starting with the sound of Ah, which should come from the navel, moving on to the sound of U or O, which should come from the throat, and finally concluding with M, which should come from the lips. It should resemble the sound of an aeroplane when it is far off, gradually increasing in volume as it approaches the aerodrome and finally subsiding after landing. One must visualize the flight, the coming of an aeroplane and moving away into the distance. That is how Omkara should be chanted. That is how the sound and the feel of our chanting of Omkara should be. In fact, when we close our ears, we can hear the Omkaram from within if we focus deeply. And interestingly, for bhajan singers, practice of Omkaram is immensely beneficial. When Pandit Jasraj, one of the dons of Indian classical music, visited Prashant Nilayam during his interaction with bhajan boys, he clearly advised the singers to practice Omkaram in the morning. He said this is what will make their voice whole, make it complete and sweet. So that is the significance of Omkara. Moving on, the second word is Rupini, which comes from Rupa, meaning form, and it means she who is in the form of. The third word is Janani, and the fourth word, Ma, both of them mean the mother. In fact, this phrase Janani Ma occurs in all the lines of this bhajan. So in this line, Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, we pay our obeisance to the divine mother who is verily the embodiment of the primordial sound Om. Let's move on now to the second line.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
The first word here is Mangala, meaning auspiciousness. The second word is Karini, which comes from Karana, meaning cause, and it means she who causes. We already know the meaning of the other phrase Janani Ma. So in this line, Mangala Karini Janani Ma, we bow to the Supreme Mother who is the primary cause of all auspiciousness and goodness. Let's move on to the third line.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. And what comes to mind at this point is an incident narrated by Brother Ravi Teja, a senior alumnus from Bhagwan's University who now works inside the ashram in the office of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust. He is a wonderful flautist and has performed before Bhagwan in his divine physical presence on umpteen occasions. He shares, once when it was time for bhajans to start, all of us began with Omkaram with Swami's approval. And Swami was standing at the entrance of the bhajan hall at this time. All the boys sincerely shut their eyes to sing the Omkaram, the customary three times. And even as everyone was absorbed in chanting the Om with their eyes closed, Swami slowly bent over and he went to the ear of Ravi Teja. And what he said was so profound. Swami said, "Here is the very embodiment of Omkara standing in front of you, and what a pity. All of you are shutting off your eyes on me and singing Omkaram." Indeed, Mother Sai is the very embodiment of Omkara, the primeval sound. In a discourse in June 1988, Bhagwan explained how the Omkara teaches us the profound existence of God everywhere. He said, during bhajans, when the harmonium is played, the bellows are pressed and so the reeds get manipulated, which results in the musical notes Sa, Ri, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni. And Swami says, what is the source of these seven notes? It is the same air that produces all these notes. And that air is filled with Omkara. It is this Om which produces all these separate notes. Therefore, it is at the root of all these sounds. So in this line, Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, we adore the Divine Mother as the embodiment of the sound of creation. She is the source of all that exists in and around us. Let's now move on to the fourth line.
Gana Vinodini Janani Ma.
Here Gana means song and Vinodini means she who enjoys or delights in. There is a sweet incident involving a lady devotee in Delhi who used to sing bhajans melodiously. She was a lead singer at the Sai Mandir in Delhi. When it was announced that Bhagwan would be visiting Delhi many years ago, she was very happy at the thought of singing in the divine physical presence. She selected a Devi bhajan, a song on the Divine Mother, and kept practicing this with utmost devotion. The day Bhagwan arrived, the devotees were assigned different duties and this lady was given the duty of cutting vegetables in the kitchen. She was happy and sad too. She felt sad because she could not sing in Bhagwan's presence. Nevertheless, she began her duty in the kitchen and at the same time always sang within this bhajan which she had practiced all these weeks and months waiting for Bhagwan. Outside the kitchen hall in the designated darshan area, Bhagwan moved among the crowd, among the hundreds of assembled devotees, and around him were the Delhi Sathya Sai organization's convener, Mr. Sohanlal, and others. After darshan, when Bhagwan was on his way to go upstairs to his room to take rest, Swami suddenly changed course and he asked Mr. Sohanlal to show him the kitchen. And all of them around were now surprised because it was time for Bhagwan to retire, but he now wanted to visit the kitchen. So all of them reached the kitchen and they saw that this lady devotee was busy cutting vegetables and singing to herself with intense devotion. And as she completed the song, she was shocked to see that Bhagwan was indeed looking at her with such benevolent, loving glance. And then Swami very sweetly commanded, "You sing bhajans so well. You sing bhajans on the Divine Mother. Can you sing one now?" And then someone rushed and brought the harmonium and also a chair for Bhagwan. And the Bhagwan sat there, and this lady sang that chosen song to her heart's content. And in the end, Bhagwan rose from his chair, and with so much of delight, he clapped so jubilantly. And then he beckoned the lady, gave her padnamaskar, and even materialized a beautiful ring for her. Finally, as he blessed her, he said, "You wanted to sing that bhajan for me, isn't it? See how I heard your bhajan? The Lord is Ganapriya, the lover of sincere devotion in the form of music." So in this line, Gana Vinodini, Janani Ma, we adore the Supreme Mother as the one who loves the heartfelt feelings of devotees offered musically. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Anandadayini Janani Ma.
The first word here is Ananda, meaning bliss. The second word is Dayini, and it means she who bestows. We are already familiar with the meaning of Janani Ma. Therefore, in this line, Anandadayini Janani Ma, we call out to the Divine Mother who is ever bestowing bliss on all of us. And now it's time for the last line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Janani Ma Paritishwari Ma. Janani Ma Paritishwari Ma.
Here we already know the meaning of the phrase Janani Ma. The third word is Partishwari, and that is a combination of Parti, referring to Puttaparthi, and Ishwari, meaning goddess. There is a wonderful incident recounted by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba, whose family has been in the Sai fold for many decades. Bhagwan once wrote a beautiful letter to her cousin brother who lived in the town of Mysore. At that time, their mother had come to Puttaparthi for one of the functions, and she had left behind all the children by themselves. The cousin brother was the eldest, and he was 16 or 17 years old then, while all his siblings were much younger. The parents had said that they would return in 2 days, and the children were alone at home. In Puttaparthi, Swami asked the mother to stay on for the birthday celebrations, which were almost a month away. And immediately the mother protested, said, "Swami, I have left all the children and come away. I cannot stay for 1 month now in Puttaparthi." And Bhagwan very sweetly replied, he said, "Why are you worried about them? I am there with them." But the mother insisted. She said, "No, Swami, my children are so young. They will all be worried about me. If I am not there, they won't be able to manage to go to school. The eldest has to go to the college. They won't be able to do all this themselves. I have to go back." And Bhagwan said, "Don't worry, Amma. I will write a letter to them. You please stay on." And then Bhagwan wrote a beautiful letter to Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram's cousin brother, wherein Swami said, "Are you really worried that your physical mother is away from you? I am your cosmic mother, the mother who has given birth to this whole universe, and I am with you. Are you worried that I am not there with you? I am always there with you." And this is how Bhagwan wrote. And then Bhagwan quoted a number of instances of their daily routine. He said, "Haven't all of you done this yesterday? Didn't you do this the day before yesterday? Didn't you pour extra oil into the lamp while lighting it in the puja room the day before yesterday?" And that's how Bhagwan narrated so many instances of what they were doing in their house, all the little ones, how they were managing the house. That was the cosmic mother Sai, showing her omnipresence and comforting the little ones. That is Partishwari Ma. So in this line, Janani Ma, Partishwari Ma, we hail the mother who has given birth to the entire cosmos, the goddess of Puttaparthi, who is verily the one who sustains the universe at all times, the one who is ever present with all of us at all times, guiding us, protecting us, loving us. And with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. And now let's hear the Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir. And as you listen, please join.
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Presentation. Let's listen to an excerpt of a beautiful seminar on bhajan singing that was made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. The three members of the bhajan group who made this presentation were Ravi Kumar, Amey and Siddhartha.
In fact, if you look at raga, the raga is pretty much made up of two basic components. One is shruti and the other is melody. And there was this great accomplished singer who has come several times to Bhagwan. He was saying that if you take all your harkats and your murkiyas and all your, you know, we call it curves per second, the number of curves per second you can give. Okay, if you keep all that and put it on one side of the balance and you put only sur or shruti on one side of the balance, it would probably move on to this side, on the shruti side. That is how important shruti is. So without shruti, the curves per second will go for a toss. Okay, you would probably get into a spin, okay, and mess up the entire bhajan. So that is the importance that he gives to swar or to shruti, suri.
Like how many times we have seen, you know, during bhajans, when the singer goes a little off key, Swami's face will, he will just make that sign to try to indicate to you that, you know, you're out of Shruti, just come back on note, you know.
In fact, yeah, Swami uses the word apaswaram.
Apaswaram.
And in fact, this apaswaram could have double, triple, you know, meanings. Apaswaram in life also could be mentioned through apaswaram only. Meaning when you're not on Shruti in your life, then also he could use up. So you'll think, hey, but my bhajan was pretty much in Shruti. There is some apaswaram in your life.
Why only singers? Even the tablists, no? So many times you've seen Swami indicate to the tablist that the tabla is not tuned. They would have tuned it, and sometimes because of the weather, it would go a little off key, and Swami would be so keenly observing Shruti in all these different instruments, even tabla, and during bhajans we've seen them tune, while the bhajan is going on, somebody would tune. So the importance of Shruti during a bhajan is always keep yourself.
Yeah, cannot be overemphasized.
The next component would be probably breath control. Breath control during singing is of utmost importance. One of the defects that a wrong kind of breathing would give to the voice is probably the voice would crack. So there was this one of our elder brothers who was a very good singer, but his voice was prone to cracking. And he was at his wit's end. He did not know why it was happening. One day Swami told him, you are breathing the wrong way. You must practice breathing the correct way. You are not giving your lungs enough work to do. He said, you can even do something as simple as jogging. He said, that will give your lungs enough work to do and learn to breathe the proper way. This elder brother went on to do this. In fact, I remember I used to see him jogging in the ground all of a sudden. Then I was wondering why. And he said, this is what Swami had said. I thought it was a weight loss program. He said, no, it was a crack loss program for the voice. And then he lost the crack in his voice. And he sang for many years after that. There was no crack in his voice after that. So this is how important breathing and the correct use of lung power is.
Where to take a breath in bhajans is also very, very critical. For example, Jaya Jaya Shankari Jaya Parameshwari. And our typical thing, Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. Did you notice here? We sang Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. Actually that doesn't make any meaning. It is Jaya Shiva Shankari Ma. That Ma is what we are actually elongating, but our tendency is to take the break after Ma. Ma. So where to take the breath is also very, very important, especially in a long bhajan like Govinda Govinda Gaiye Re Bhajo Radhe Gopala Krishna Gaiye. Where do we take a break, especially in such long bhajans?
So that was a small part of the presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we have reached the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. Please, dear listeners, send us your feedback about this program. Tell us what you like and what you do not like, how you want us to improve, so that we can make this a better offering at Bhagwan's lotus feet. The audio engineers for this program are my colleagues Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 3rd October 2013 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.